KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Welcome to Turnstiles. I'm Iris Berkeley. We've got so much music to share in this hour, everything from Tom Hagerman to Blitzen Trapper to Fortet, just to name a few. Let's get started, though, with something classic from John Coltrane. This is Love from the Classic Quartet, the Complete Impulse Studio Recordings, just for you, right here on Turnstiles. A nice track from Sound Voyage wrapping up that set here on Turnstiles. That was Lotus Eaters from the record En Route to Thailand. Also heard from Mai Tai before that from the record Komachi, it was Nami, and started off with none other than John Coltrane with Love. You're listening to Turnstiles. I'm Iris Berkeley. Coming up next, here's music from Nine Lazy Nine.
Thank you. that we lay in Mexico.
an abundance of riches here in that last set on Turnstiles. We just heard from Tom Hagerman off The Breakfast Playground. It was So Tired, Why Bother? A little bit of Blitz and Trapper before that from the 10th anniversary deluxe edition of Fur. We heard Book Smart Baby. Great Lake Swimmers before that with Your Rocky Spine. Also heard from I and the Arrow with Mexico. Death Vessel with Taken Up Again from Nothing Is Precious Enough for Us. And we started with Nine Lazy Nine from the record Sweet Jones. It was Grazing Maze. You're listening to Turnstiles. I'm Iris Berkeley. Coming up next, we've got music from Fortet in just a few moments. It's Turnstiles, deep eclectic selections for your radio airwaves. We hope you're enjoying the show. Let us know what you think. Just visit the Turnstiles section of RadioRethink.com, where you'll find a contact form, a place to sign up for updates, and learn how to connect with us on social media. We are looking forward to hearing from you. Coming up next, here's Fortet from his edition in Late Night Tales. It's Castles Made of Sand. Thank you.
ser humano como inmigrante. It's taught me what my rights are.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
Yeah! I've got to try it one more time. I'm going insane. Hey, Cuddle!
Thank you. Was always more important than anything else to me personally. You'll have to ask the other two.
For people,
isn't it funny when you say that now?
Yes.
You know, it's so new to me that I always sort of, it clogs you up a bit when you say, you know, because you're so glib saying, oh, we'll ask the other three. Yeah. Now we can only ask two, which is a dragging it to win, but I'm sure he's okay. I'm really sad. I still miss John a great deal. I'll always miss him, you know, but it's still brand new.
When you heard about, how did you hear about it?
Barbara's daughter called us up saying John's been shot. And so that drove me crazy. But you think as a, he's been shot, he's shot in the arm, shot in the leg. And then they came back and they said he's dead. Do you want to stop that now?
Yeah.
Because it's, it doesn't help, you know, but it always gets me upset. Right now.
But it would be amazing if you didn't.
Yeah. He was a great friend.
Tell us about the good time. When did you see him last, and what was it
I
like?
I saw him on the 15th of November. And I was staying in the Plaza. We went over to New York for a while. And I hadn't seen him for a while because, you know, we see each other wherever we are. And he came over with Yoko for an hour. And we had such a great time. Because they stayed 5 hours. And it didn't matter, it was a year between, we didn't see each other, it was always fine when we did, but it was a particularly great time that I had anyway.
When you were talking a moment or two ago, and we know how this country was affected by John Lennon's death.
Oh. Not only this country, the world.
The world. But for you, I mean, for people who grew up with him and cared about, all of you, cared about you, loved you, it had such an effect. Mm. But for you, it just must have been mind-blowing.
It blew me away. But you see, no matter how much it blew me away, I keep quoting this line because it's still an amazing line. I phoned Yoko before. No, in fact, I went into the Dakota.
You went to see her? Right after his death.
Yeah, I was in the Bahamas, and as soon as we heard, we rented a plane as early as we could, and we flew up to New York. Not that you can do anything, but you just have to go and say hello, and if there's anything, there's nothing you can do. Bar say, we're here, and, you know, you want some ice cream or whatever you say, because, you know, your brain is addled at the time. But I said to her, I know how you feel. And the woman, straight as a die, in all honesty, said, no, you don't. Because no matter how close I was to him, I was not half as close as she was to him. And that blew me away more than anything.
And he was happy.
Oh, man, they were happy. You've seen, you know, they were two people in one.
When you went back to New York to see Yoko,
yeah.
You were so surrounded. It was almost like those days
surrounded.
When you used to...
I was not surrounded.
The crowds and
they were waiting at the Dakota. And there were people, while we were there, shouting up, you know, to Yoko, come to the window, or Sean. In fact, it would have been better if they'd all left her alone. Because they're not going to bring him back. And it didn't help her by having this whole crowd outside. Playing his music, which is, you know, fine if they want to do that, but then why don't you play it at home? And then when we came out, I didn't need to hear people telling me how much they loved the Beatles or any of that, when we just lost John, because I wasn't there to see a Beatle. I was there to see my friend, not relating to this band.
Do you feel that you're in touch with John at times, or
no,
that he's
not right now?
Because every once in a while, with love, you know, you look up and say, okay, up there, fella.
Oh, well, I believe he's okay. I mean, I believe he's got a good place up there, and he's just waiting for me to come and play the kit. And that big band in the sky, you know. And I believe he's up there with Jimi Hendrix and Elvis and all the rest of them. Because they're probably the ones who stay out all night. The rest are just flying around in the days, and isn't it nice here? All the rockers on. Hey, is it 9 o'clock at night? Let's get out there.
Are they playing together? Well, is Elvis singing with John?
Wouldn't make. Well, I mean, besides laughing, it's got to be a great band up there. Because we've lost a lot of good people.
Sunshine out of the falling rain.